Okay, now I talk a little bit in Chinese. 好，第三个呢，啊，我们要注意的就是痛，痛呢，今天跟明天会更多，哈，所以呢，我们要有一定要有办法去面对它，去跟它学习，跟痛学习 ，learn something from the pain. Okay. 所以当痛来的时候呢，我这边呢会给你很多方法，你自己选择哪一种适合你。好，第一个呢，当痛升起的时候，你观痛，直接观痛，然后看痛的变化。好，但是观了一下子过后呢，痛没有这么快消失的哈。一下子过后，心就很烦了，因为越来越痛。那个时候呢，你就不要再注意身体的痛了。那个时候呢，你就应该观你的心，因为你已经很烦了，那你就观你的烦。好像第三者，好。第三者的人在观那个烦一样，不要把那个烦躁呢当作是你的。好，你想想，现在是别人的烦躁，好，以第三者的态度，这个是需要学习的啊。我一讲你就会的话，那就太容易了。好，要慢慢去摸索，慢慢去学习。好，以第三者的态度呢去观那个烦躁，你不用念哈，不用念烦躁烦躁烦躁，不需要。这样纯粹觉知就好了，因为你念烦躁烦躁的时候，可能就越来越烦躁了，啊，也可能不烦躁，也可能越烦躁，我们不知道啊，每个人的看法观法不一样。好，那就看着他，然后烦躁过后呢，又起了，更加不耐烦，又在看着他。好，当你在看着这些心的变化的时候呢，你的心却切记两件事情。第一，这些都不是我的因缘法。为什么烦躁会升起？因为痛，痛是因，烦躁是果，所以都是因缘法嘛。好，这个要切记。第二个要切记的，一切法都是无常的，烦躁也是会消失，不耐烦也是会消失。你只要把这两个呢印记在你的心里呢，然后这些东西生出来的话，你都不会受它影响了。Okay, 好。Okay, the another alternative for you to aware of your emotion state, while dealing with the pain is watching the mind by the mind. When the mind observes the pain, now you get irritation because of the pain. So first you make aware of the irritation. You aware of the irritation.Another way of watching is another mind aware of this mind that is aware of irritation. I have taught this one in my second retreat, mindfulness of the mind. Let me repeat. When first you aware of the physical pain, after that the mind get irritated,You aware of that irritation. The mind aware of that irritation. If that irritation finish, then gone. You don't have to do anything. But now I would like to suggest another one. In case that irritation does not disappear, another mind which is aware of that present mind which is know the irritation.Then you may ask, where got so many minds? No, it's succeeding mind aware of preceding mind. One moment cannot have two minds. So it's only the present mind aware of past mind, which is knowing the irritation. You put it into practice. No matter how much I say, you put it into practice, then you know how much you understand.OK, 好，最后一个再给你一个建议呢，就是说，当你在观这个痛的时候，心烦躁的，那你就观心嘛，观那个烦躁，什么观什么东西知道烦躁呢？心知道烦躁，好，然后呢，还是很难过，还是很烦躁的话呢，你就用另外一颗心来观这颗知道烦躁的这颗心。现在他的目标不是烦躁了哦， 是心知道烦躁，那颗心用后来升起的心再来观这个知道烦躁的心。好，那你到底了解不了解呢？等一下你试一试你就知道了。好，不然我在这边讲的口干啊，讲个有吹毛暖啊，我也不知道你到底明白还是不明白什么东西呢。老师讲过后你试一试，如果试了过后 It doesn't work for you, forget it. Okay? If you try already, it doesn't work, forget it. Maybe you are unable to comprehend it at this moment. So you find out which way which is suitable for you. Then stick to that way. Next time, wisdom become more matured, you may be able to understand what I say today. Okay?Today I'm going to teach you four elements meditation during walking. Okay, let us study four elements first. Number one, earth element has six characteristics. Number one, hardness. Number two, roughness. Number three, lightness. Number four, heaviness. Opposite. Number five, smoothness. Number six, let me repeat. First, hardness, softness. A pair is easy. Hardness, softness, opposite. Roughness, smoothness. Lightness, heaviness. So three pair, opposite. Easy for you to remember. So this six characteristics under earth element. 好，今天呢，我要教你们另外一个方法。做一个老师啊，就是很想把所知道的跟你们分享罢了。四大分别观，四大分别观我们一定要先了解什么是四大。地水火风，第一个是地大。什么是地大呢？地大有六个特象：硬、软、粗、滑、轻、重。所以硬、粗、重，然后三个是它的相反，硬跟软是相反嘛，粗跟滑也是相反，轻跟重也是相反，所以六个。好 The second one, water element. Water element has two characteristics, cohesion and flowing. Cohesion.Your body, when you sit, sometimes you feel the body is very tight. Like tied by a rope. It's called cohesion. Then the second one, flowing. Our blood is always flowing. The saliva is flowing. The sweat is flowing. The tear is flowing. The urine is flowing. These are all under water element.Water elements is very difficult to discern. 好，第二个是水大。水有两个特象，流动。我们的血是在流嘛，口水也是在流，汗也是在流，眼泪也是在流。流动跟凝聚啊，或者黏。我们身体有时候好像被绑得紧紧的，这个就是黏或者是凝聚。这水大比较难一点。我们身体呢，可以有成为形状，手在这边，头在这边，好像成了一个固定的形状。为什么呢？就是因为水大的关系，水大把我们的身体凝结在固定在一个位置上。